Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of On the Couch with M&M.
We're joined today by Kerry Robertson, director of My Admin Partner, who's a trust accounting and property management in sales and property management services, and a former representative of eView. Welcome to the show, Kerry. It's great to have you.
It's amazing to have you.
Thank you.
We've been working together with Kerry for
9 years now.
Yeah, a long time.
Almost since the beginning of eView.
Yes.
You joined us and you're head of our administration when we first started. Tell us a little bit about
the Kerry Robertson story. Where did it all start?
Well, when I was working with a couple of other companies, a few other directors would ask me to help them out when their staff were on holidays or sick. Mm. I would go there after hours in the morning and just help them with their processes. Every time I moved, the same people would ring me. Yeah. So I thought there's a niche out there for small companies or even bigger companies when people leave. What do people do when somebody's gone?
Yeah.
They give the whole trust accounting to this one person.
Yeah.
And they're in trouble.
Yeah.
But you've been real estate for how long now? Like, you're a licensed estate agent.
Yes, I'm a licensed estate agent. Nearly 40 years, actually.
How long?
40.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
I started when I was, I'm not going to say when I started because you'll know my age, but
10.
Yeah. I started on reception in Balaclava.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Plug and cord switchboard. So that'll give you an idea of the age.
Wow.
And I worked my way up from there. I've done everything by being a property manager. So I've done everything else.
Have you sold property?
In administration.
I've sold my own.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
So, and I just love it. I love helping people. That's all we do, so we're really good at what we do.
Yeah.
The three girls that I've got doing property management are all agents reps. So they've all been property managers, which is a big difference.
Yeah.
So just so the viewers understand, what is My Admin Partner? My Admin Partner is the trust accounting services.
You're a specialist.
Yes, we're sales trust accounting, rental trust accounting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just the ins and the outs that we do. As soon as a property is sold, we take over the file. We monitor the deposit. If settlements change, if finance extensions are changed, we monitor all that. We advise the agency that we're working for.
Mm.
We email everybody once a week what balance deposits are due when they're due. Settlements, the same thing. Once a week, they know what's settling the following week.
Yeah.
It's ours. So we take control. So,
and you talk to clients as well.
Yes, we talk to vendors.
So you're in touch with clients. Yep. Yeah, it's another touch point apart from the agents, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
They love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes the agencies will get their clients to call us because they can't explain something.
Yeah.
So then we will talk them through it.
Yeah.
And you have a team of seven.
Yes.
And besides us and us as the EVU Group being your very first client and I like to think your major client.
Yes.
you obviously have expanded from that and you do multi-brand to interstate as well.
We've got interstate, we've got country, Victoria. We've got about 16 rental trust accounts that we look after and 18 sales trust accounts.
Wow.
So we do little as four managements up into 1,200. We have a client that might sell one property a month, one property every 3 months.
Yeah.
Wow. Up into, EVU, that sell a lot.
Yes.
A month. And we've got everything, the processes are in place, we can take on volume and everything just slips in and away we go.
Yeah. And you've got the girls, you've got a big team, but you've got specialists in property management trust accounting and specialists in sales trust accounting.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
What do you mean by?
So you've got different people looking after.
I've got three girls, as I said, that have been property managers and they're all agents reps.
Yes.
So they've progressed to the trust accounting side.
Yeah.
I actually poached them because I'm very fussy with my staff.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, they have to be perfect.
Yeah.
We deal with people's money.
Yes.
I have access to everyone's trust account. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm training a young girl now. she probably won't touch anything on her own for about 8 months.
Yeah.
It's just
everything, awesome.
And you've got everything she does is looked at and checked by somebody.
Mm.
Compliance is one of those things in real estate practice ownership and business ownership that is often overlooked. And they sometimes people may have the false impression that you can put someone, just anyone, to take over that role. And it's probably one of the most important roles, if not the most important logistics and administrative roles within an organisation, to make sure that that the trust accounting side of it has been taken care of. What sort of things do you help your directors with? I mean, I know what you do for us in regards to making sure that we're compliant, make sure that the trust is balanced on a daily basis, the rollovers at the end of the month. I mean, that headache that's taken away from business owners.
We don't even have to think about it.
You don't even have to think about it. What are the other things that...
Well, when we print off the reports each month, we go through those reports, check that there's no... sometimes some of the programs will have a bit of a bug and they'll allow a ledger to be in a negative balance.
Yeah.
And it's not... It's the program, it's not us. So we check that. We check unknown deposits. There shouldn't be anything in unknown deposits. We just make sure everything balances before we email that to the director, and I also tell them what to look at. They're the ones signing off on the document.
Them as well.
Yeah,
you coach them,
and
yeah.
I mean, they have to know.
Mm.
There's been a lot of advertising in the media about fraud and people taking trust monies, and I'm finding more and more that I'm getting a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. Because for you to take care of it, so then they know that someone special is actually taking care of it. And I think it's easy as well. I think you hit the nail on the head before when you said about, people, they might have one person in their office looking after all of their trust accounting.
That's a good point.
And for the month that that person goes away, then either the director does it and he hasn't done it for a while, so he's got to relearn it.
Yes.
Or, you know, if the director does it all the time when he goes away on holidays, he's got to take his laptop and everything with him to handle all of that. So how what's the feedback? Because I know what it is, because I've spoken to some of our directors that they didn't give you the trust account to do straight away, but then they did a little bit later after they joined us, and I know what the feedback has been from ours. It's like freedom,
Total freedom.
Someone is looking after it and I don't have to worry about it. What's some of the other things that you've had?
They're just blown away.
Yeah.
Because the communication is number one in what we do.
Yeah.
As you said, we reconcile every single day.
Yeah.
So if there's something going on, we can get onto it straight away.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. I have some clients that I babysit maybe for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks when their staff members go
on holidays.
And I know that I'll keep it.
Yeah.
Because they have no issues.
So they start with you like that and they'll say, Kerry, can you do that for me while... my staff members are on holidays.
Try before
you buy. And then they just leave it with you because
Absolutely, there's no issue.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I have a big smile on my face because I know, and it's great.
And it's a credit to you because you guys do such a brilliant job, obviously, and that's why.
Yeah.
And you get quite a bit of referral business as well.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah. But it's huge trust issue too.
Yeah.
And my business is word of mouth.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of auditors that refer as well, which is a great
It's a testament to the quality of your work, but you can't 40 years in the industry can't go unnoticed in the experience that you have.
Massive.
And I think that's where if a director is out there, when you're looking at engaging with someone to do your trust accounting, there's just so much more than just balancing the ledger to make sure that everyone gets paid appropriately. It is the legislation. So from tips that we can offer off the viewers in regards to when they're looking at doing, if they're not outsourcing their trust accounting to services like my admin partner, what should they be doing within their office to make sure that they're compliant? Or what do you see that is really missing in offices? Because there's so much.
Yeah, I know. Releasing funds when they shouldn't.
That's a big one.
Yes. Section 27... that's not signed.
This is for Victoria, obviously.
Yeah, for Victoria. They'll say 28 days have lapsed, they've served the Section 27 on the other side, please release the funds.
Hmm.
A lot of people just do that.
They don't get it in writing.
Well, you've got to ring the... this is what I do for my clients.
Yeah.
I ring the other side, the purchaser side, and just confirm that there's been no objection.
Yeah.
8 times out of 10, they'll go, yeah, we did. You know, we haven't got, you know, we haven't got the mortgage details on a letterhead from their bank to substantiate what's written on the Section 27. Or we never received the Section 27. So if we have released that money, we're liable.
Of course, because we act as stakeholders. So principals who run trust accounts act as stakeholders for both parties, and both parties look towards the operator to make sure
that's that it's not the vendor's money and it's not the purchaser's money.
No, it's in limbo.
It's
in
actually
limbo.
My money.
Yeah.
My money. No, but that's how I treat it. Yes. You know, I'm really, really careful because at the end of the day, it's my reputation. I know it's their license, but my reputation.
Yeah.
And I won't, you know.
It's your responsibility.
And if I go over the top a little bit, that's bad luck. I do the right thing,
And one thing that's been really evident lately that's come to is cybercrime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what tips can we offer the principals out there in regards to what sort of processes to... It's becoming rampant now.
Yes.
So cybercrime has been a real major issue that principals need to face.
So what we do is we get it in an email. If it's a Yahoo Hotmail type of email, we will ring the client and confirm those bank details that we're transferring the funds to.
Perfect.
I've also organised a form that needs to be filled out. The purchaser, the vendor will attach that form to an email with their bank account details. Or the conveyancers send it in their letterhead, which is attached to an email.
So what you're telling people is you have that two-step process now.
Yeah.
It can't be just that one-step process.
No,
two-step process and security to make sure that emails have not been intercepted when dealing with it. We can't rely on just email confirmations anymore.
No.
It's too many. No. There's been too many out there in the marketplace that have been caught out.
That's right.
And you know, obviously, money's gone missing.
Yeah. Well, I've made a rule in my office: the money's not to go until certain steps have been met.
Yeah, two-step process.
Perfect.
You know, and that's what everyone should be doing in their own offices. Mm. Those that are obviously doing internally.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's just too dangerous, and it's a lot of money to have to find if something goes wrong.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And too many people are suffering. It's just, it can be a snowball, especially if it's something
else. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just really, really, really important.
Any other tips, Kerry, for the directors out there?
They should be using someone like me.
I love it.
It's just that, you can train someone.
Well, hand on heart.
Yeah.
Seriously, for us, it's been life-changing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember Manos used to do it before you came on board. And it's hard. It's wearing all the hats, like we said before, with Jared. It's doing everything in your business, as well as listing and selling, managing and team, you know, taking the computer home at night and trying to balance the trust accounting.
Or taking it away
when you go on holidays, which is what we used to do, you know.
But doing the trust accounting is not making you money.
No.
It's filling your head. You're better off giving it to someone that knows what they're doing, has all the processes in place, has the staff, and just...
It's life-changing.
Yeah. And we won't go into pricing or anything like that. If anyone wants to, obviously, get in contact with yourself, we'll leave the details.
We'll put Kerry's details on the bottom guys can contact her directly.
But when, as a business owner, you need to look at that department and see where's the return on investment and is there a better way of making sure that you free up your time to make sure you focus on what you need to be focusing on and that you've got someone with such experience to protect one of the most important aspects in the business.
Yeah. Mm.
So,
it helps when you love what you do. And
You know.
Well, I'm really lucky.
Very fortunate.
You say it every day.
And we love having you, Kerry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for today.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Always look forward to having you on the couch.
Yes.
And as always, guys, thank you for joining us on this episode. And, of course...
Any questions that you might have for Kerry, because someone might have a question, feel free to post them below on the comments. And we will put Kerry's details as well so you can contact her if you want to. Yeah.
Mm. Great. Yeah.
Thanks again. And we look forward to seeing you at the next edition of On the Couch with
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.